The coronavirus has taken the lives of over 5,700 Connecticut residents, among them Urbano Cifuentes. Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda León spoke with members of the Cifuentes family of West Hartford.
For 25 years, Urbano Cifuentes worked as a janitor at the University of Hartford. His daughter, Rosemary Torres, remembers him as a generous man, hardworking, and with a great sense of humor.
Fue un hombre muy, muy amoroso, muy tierno.
He was a very, very loving, very tender man. Sorry if I break down a little. It's been difficult for the four of us because it was very surprising the way he left. It was so sudden. He was always very hardworking, very cheerful, and always joking around.
The Cifuentes family migrated from Peru in 1993 and settled in Connecticut. Torres says her father was one of the many essential workers in the pandemic who worked two jobs to provide additional income for their family and also to ensure offices were cleaned and disinfected.
There are many people out there who are essential workers, and unfortunately my father belonged to that community, the Latino community. I'm frustrated and angry that my father is not with us. He had a life ahead of him. He was waiting for his third granddaughter to be born.
His wife, Marta Matienzo Cifuentes, was also an essential worker, but retired after losing her husband. She says she wants people to know his story.
I would like for working people to be heard, because these people are exposing their lives day after day in order to survive in this world.
Urbano Cifuentes is one of 130 members across the East Coast of 32BJ Service Employees International Union, who have lost their lives during the pandemic. His family hopes that companies will do as much as they can to protect employees as the next wave of COVID-19 sweeps away Black and Latino essential workers' lives. Brenda León, Connecticut Public Radio.